Welcome back to Choreograph Your Life. I am so excited to be kicking off season two with you all today. If you are new to this podcast, welcome to the family. I hope that you guys are all having a safe, happy, and healthy Wednesday. For those of you who are new, please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Kelly Darty. I am the founder and CEO of the KDS Collaborative. I am a choreographer, a motivational speaker, but mostly I am just an all-around excited human being. My goal is to collaborate with you all to help you to continue to choreograph your dreams, your goals, your vision, your life to ultimately be what you want it to be, because it really truly is just that simple, you guys. Sit down, make a plan, make some goals, take off. So I hope you guys are all having a great day. If you have been on this journey with us for a while, you know that we are kicking off season two. Season one, our format was I had 8 amazing guests. Well, 7. One of them was me, which, you know, you're stuck with me. Here we are. You're stuck with me again. But we had 7 amazing guests on this program who talked to us about how they choreographed their day-to-day lives. Such great feedback on all of those guests. I want to thank them again for being here. I know that being a guest on a podcast can be really stressful. I get it. I was interviewed last, and being interviewed, it's tough to be in the hot seat, you know? So we loved that format. We're going to do season two just a little bit differently, though. I do not need to state the obvious. We all know that we are in the throes of a global pandemic. Because everything was pre-recorded last season, I have not addressed the situation that we are all currently facing. Please understand that that was not in an effort to be insensitive to all of you. As this is called Choreograph Your Life, I just wanted to make sure that all of our guests were given the opportunity to share with you how they choreograph their life. There was a lot of planning and preparation that went into that first season, and there was no way to know that any of this current global pandemic was going to be happening. And again, please understand, it has not been dismissed. It has not been filed away or compartmentalized. I just wanted to make sure that you all were able to have that information. And now I want to take a moment to address this challenge that we are all currently facing. While I know that we are all experiencing, baseline, the same disease and the same anxiety and all of that, we are all experiencing it very differently. While the sentiment, to echo our good friend Lady Gaga, "We're all in this together," is really lovely, I agree that while we are all in this together, we're all in this together a little bit differently. And your experience versus my experience probably looks very different. And whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, it doesn't really matter. It just, I know it's different for everyone. And I think that if we can all just commit to being patient with one another and sending love to one another and sending healing thoughts to one another and sending courage to the people on the front lines of this, I think that we will all make it past this time, maybe a little bit more peacefully, maybe a little bit more positively, maybe a little bit more seamlessly. I mean, this is something that none of us have ever faced before. I keep waiting for someone to say, "Well, when we did this last time," and as you all know, that is not being said. So it's day by day, you guys. It's sometimes hour by hour. But I think, like I said, if we can just remain peaceful and patient and kind to each other through all of this, I think that we'll be better for it. And the other thing that I think is really important during this time is to remain motivated. So I know for me personally, I will not tell a lie. There are days that are easier than others. Of course, I would be lying to you if I said that I wake up every single morning just ready to take on the world. It's hard, like raise your hand if you launched a small business 3 weeks before a global pandemic starts. I mean, not everybody can say that they did, but there are a lot of people that can say that they did. And, you know, keeping your spirits up and remaining positive is definitely a challenge. But season two of Choreograph Your Life is all about being inspired and how we can continue to be inspired during maybe these dark times. So we've got 8 episodes on the docket this time around for season two. They all will look a little different. Some will have special guests. Some episodes will not. Some will just be me sharing some of my thoughts and some of my feelings with you on how you can continue to remain inspired during this time. It looks like, you know, maybe, just maybe, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So how do we remain inspired and remain focused on getting to the other side of this? So I appreciate you guys being here with me for this journey. I love feedback. If you have any feedback, if you have any thoughts, please feel free to message me on social media, email, whatever the case may be. I would love to hear your thoughts on how you're remaining inspired through all of this. Because, you know, while we aren't necessarily all in this together the same, at the end of the day, we are all in this together, and we're going to do it. We're going to make it out of here, and we're going to be better for it. So thank you again for being here. Let's jump in to season two. Woo! All right, my friends, let's do it. Let's turn our brains back on. I know that feels like a tall order for a lot of us, myself included, because the last 29 days have probably been moving at a little bit of a different pace for you, right? I know for me, it has definitely been a change of pace. I am the kind of person that is here, there, and everywhere all the time. Meetings, rehearsals, working with different teams, going to nationals, going to different theme parks, here, there, everywhere, hit the ground running every single day, totally motivated. That has not been happening for me over the last 29 days. Some days have been great. Some days I feel like I wake up and I am ready to take on the world by storm from my living room. Don't stop me now. And then there are other days that I will not lie to you. I am not as motivated as I usually am. And that's okay. That's totally okay. And it's okay if you feel that way too. However, I think that we are in desperate search of motivation. We are yearning for that energy that we typically pull from our coworkers, from our students, from our casts, from our friends, our family, all of these people that more than likely we are not quarantined with at this time. We are socially distanced from these people that we rely so heavily upon to pull the energy that we need to stay motivated. Let's play a game. What do you think of whenever you hear the word ignite? I'll say it again. What do you think of whenever you hear the word ignite? I think of fire, and you probably think of fire too. Igniting a fire, or sparking a fire, or igniting a passion, or igniting a passion within another person. Maybe you think of the word arouse. Arouse is another word that coincides with ignite, like getting something started, a spark. Or maybe you think of a Kindle ignite. I don't know. A Kindle is something that I really wish that I had right now. Although I did find the app, which has been fabulous in this whole socially distanced quarantine time, because I've started reading again, and I do love that. So if you think of a Kindle ignite, you are on the right page. That is also igniting fire. It's igniting a motivation. It's igniting an inspiration. So the word ignite for me feels like a very motivated word. In order to have motivation, though, there's got to be a reason, right? And sometimes that reason is other people. We're motivated by other people. Other people are our reason for being excited. They're our reason for going after our goals. They're our reason for continuing to choreograph the life we want. And while they are accessible by FaceTime and Zoom and texts and calls and all of those different things. It's not the same, right? It's not the same kind of energy. You're not being able to be physically in the room pulling energy from these people. So what else sparks motivation? What other reasons do we have? The main reason why we are motivated to do anything, you guys, is because of an inspiration. And an inspiration, as we know, is an idea, a creative thought, an innovative plan, right? So we are motivated by these inspirations that we have. So where do we pull inspiration from? It brings me back to so often we pull that from other people. Well, we don't have that right now, so we need to reset. So let's talk about how to ignite our inspiration so we continue to stay motivated and continue to feel that we have purpose, even in a time that doesn't feel so ignited or so motivated. Okay, so real talk, I'm not gonna go off brand with this new season, and I'm only working in fours and eights. And the reason why, for those of you who are new to Choreograph Your Life, is number one, I'm a dance choreographer. So that being said, I work in fours and eights a lot. Sometimes there's an occasional three or like a random six, but mostly my life is totally revolved around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Sometimes it's just 5, 6, 7, 8. Sometimes it's just 1, 2, 3, 4. You get the drill, okay? So that being said, I am not going to go off brand and tell you that we're going to shy away from that. We are staying right there. The second part of the reason why I only work in eights is I personally feel that it's all that I can be held accountable for. I am terrible at math. My ACT score in the math section was just atrocious. Like if I told you, you would probably be like, who gave this girl a small business 3 weeks before a pandemic hit? Who did that? Who let that happen? Anyway, I digress. We're only working in fours and eights. That's how we do at the KDS Collaborative. So hang with me here because I have 8 ways for you to go about igniting your inspiration without pulling energy from people around you. So the first step to igniting your inspiration without people around you is something that off the bat, if you're anything like me, you're probably going to think, oh, well, that is just not going to happen. And that is be still. Being still is hard for a lot of people. I am one of the antsiest people I know, like constantly moving, very fidgety. Those of you who have worked with me before, you know I am constantly chewing gum. I pace a lot. There's just a lot of movement going on within my whole body. It's just, it's how I operate as a human. So when I am saying out loud, we need to be still to help ignite inspiration, that even for me feels like a lot of work. But trust me, let me tell you, if you take the time to be still and use this time that we have, which we don't normally have, a lot of us don't normally have, I know I don't normally have, if we can carve out a few minutes in our day to take a breath, exhale, let it all out, and just be still and think, you would be surprised the kind of things that will ignite in your brain. Maybe you start thinking about a new idea, or maybe you start thinking about an idea that you have, but you have the time to think of it differently. You can think about perspective. You can think about, you know, different options and different journeys to maybe get to your end goal. Just stop and be still and think about it. Breathe on it, meditate on it, lay down shavasana on it, whatever you need to do. Just take the time, be still, open your brain to new ideas, open your soul to new ideas. I feel like a lot of us, myself included, are very closed off to new ideas, whether we think we are or not. You know, I'm the kind of person who, is very much interested in knowing everybody's ideas and hearing everybody's feedback and so on and so forth. But sometimes for me even, it's hard to be open to look at something from a different way because we are passionate people. So we get very wrapped up in whatever the idea is that we have, and we are full speed ahead toward that idea, and seeing it from other angles is tricky, right? So we just get in this mode of go, 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 and we're not open to all of these new ideas and new feedback that people may have for us, because we're just more focused on like the ultimate prize at the end. And so we don't have that exactly right now. Pause, be still, open yourself up to new ideas and new motivations from these ideas. Number two, and this one I think a lot of us can really, really, really connect with, and that is we need to remember during this time, if we're wanting to ignite ideas and we're wanting to ignite inspiration, we've got to have a little bit of normalcy, right? So we need to goal set. We need to stay on the path of goal setting. Goal setting for me is so, so, so important. And I know for a lot of my coworkers and colleagues, goal setting is ultimately what makes their day continue to tick. It's how they choreograph the journey. So as we goal set and as we're being still and we're opening ourselves up to new ideas, we're going to find inspiration within the things that we're setting up for ourselves. Number three, change your scenery. So I know we're hearing so many people say, go for a walk, go for a run, go outside, go be active. Maybe just go outside and sit. Or maybe you don't even go outside. Maybe you go to a different room in your house and sit. I know for me, I've been spending a lot of time in my living room and in my kitchen because of the way that our apartment is set up, that just makes the most sense. And I've been doing a new living room learning series that has been me teaching dance out of my living room. So I've been spending a lot of time in the living room. So there have been moments where I've needed a change of scenery. So maybe I would go outside, or maybe another great thing that I've been doing for myself is I'll get in the car and I'll just go for a drive, just to switch up the scenery. I know we're not pulling energy from people in this moment, but we can pull energy from just seeing different things. It may spark a new idea within us. It might, the creative path may feel a little bit different. So change your scenery in this moment. Go for a walk, go for a run, sure. Or just maybe sit. Just maybe sit, find the moment to be still, find the moment to continue to set your goals. The fourth suggestion that I have for you is use your imagination. It's so interesting to me when I am on social media and I'm watching all of these parents out there in the world, and I'm so proud of all of you for what you're doing to continue to help your kids feel normal during this time. And one of the things that I'm seeing that I think that we can all kind of adopt for ourselves is I'm seeing you give them different projects and different ways to use their imagination. So I challenge you in these eight steps to imagine. Think back to whenever you were a child. Think back to the times that you used to play pretend. Sit and be still and imagine maybe your life differently. So maybe you've lost your job during this time. Sit down, be still, and imagine something different that you could do. What if you always wanted to do? Sit down and imagine that. Or maybe it's something totally different, and you put yourself in someone else's shoes and you imagine what that might be like. Whatever the case may be, use your imagination. Gain new thoughts. Gain new inspiration through your imagination. You can do it. I know you can. Be still, goal set, change your scenery, and use your imagination. Can't find your imagination? I know. Maybe that is a little bit tricky as well in this time. I know there's a lot of anxiety out there in the world right now. And sometimes whenever you're anxious, I know for me when I'm anxious or if I'm feeling pressure to do something, sometimes it is hard for me to use my imagination because I can't get past whatever that anxiety is. So maybe in this moment you need to find a new muse. So maybe you need to find a new artist that their music inspires you. Or maybe you need to find a new podcast that inspires you. Or maybe you need to find a person on social media that really inspires you. Maybe it's a motivational speaker. Maybe it's an athlete. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's someone that you want to reconnect with, that you went to high school with or you went to college with or whatever the case may be. Find a new muse and then be still and goal set. Change your scenery. Use your imagination. My sixth point for you is celebrate, you guys. I know celebrating doesn't seem like the most opportune thing to be doing right now, but I'm not talking about throwing a party. I'm not talking about, you know, opening up a bottle of wine and going crazy. Like, that's not the celebration that I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about sitting down and celebrating you. Celebrate yourself up to this point. What are the things that you've done in your life that are worth celebrating? And before you say, oh, there's nothing, I'm just so stressed, I'm just so this, that, the next thing, stop. Think back on your life. Look at all of the moments that you've had and celebrate those, you guys, because in celebrating things that we've achieved, we can probably find inspiration and we can probably find new ways of looking at the obstacles that lie ahead by things that we've already experienced if we look at those things and we're so proud of ourselves. So take the time and celebrate. Be still. Goal set. Change your scenery. Use your imagination. If you can't find your imagination, find a muse and then celebrate the things that you've already done. The next point is detail out your dreams. This is tricky because a lot of times your dreams involve some inspiration. But if you already have the inspiration or you have an idea that maybe you just haven't acted upon, maybe now's the time that you detail that out. You sit down and you put it on paper and then you detail out what that is and you invent it and you design it. And you do that. You find that inspiration for that point by celebrating yourself and then also making a list of the things that you love the most. So what is it in this life that you love the most? So maybe it's something that you already celebrated. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's the muse. Maybe it's what you found in your imagination. But detail out what you love the most. And that is going to help you find the inspiration to then detail out your dreams, which are going to ultimately be more inspired by all of these other ideas and different activities that you can do for yourself to help continue to ignite inspiration. So again, be still. Goal set. Change your scenery if you need to. Use your imagination. If you can't find your imagination, find a new muse. And then celebrate the things that you've already done. In celebrating the things that you've already done, make a list of the things that you love the most. And then ultimately detail out your dream. Now is the time to detail out your dreams. Write it all out. Reinvent yourself. Redesign yourself. Give yourself that motivation to go after that new thing that you have designed. Give yourself the purpose that you need right now, because we all need purpose right now, right? We need purpose more than we need anything at all, and then design your idea. After you design your idea, you may find maybe it's awesome, maybe it's not awesome. Who knows? Whatever the case may be, put the plan in action, and then we'll talk about what to do if that idea is awesome or not awesome next week on Choreograph Your Life. Thank you guys so much for being here. Please feel free to reach out if you need someone to help bounce inspiration off of or help you find motivation even from afar. I know I can't give you the energy in person right now, but if you need that from me, please feel free to reach out. I am happy to collaborate with you on continuing to find and choreograph your goals and your life. Have a great day, everybody. I will see you back here next week, same time, same place. Everybody, thank you so much for being here for Choreograph Your Life. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Next week, we will not be having an episode, but we will kick back up in 2 weeks with a new format. It is going to be season 2 of Choreograph Your Life, the 8-week series, and we will be talking about my program, Create 678. So I hope you look forward to that. In the meantime, have a wonderful day and stay safe.